Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
So it all started to blow up last night. It was about 7, 8, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And all of a sudden, it was this one group, this organization, this Jesus chicken place. No, it can't be Chick-fil-A. The first thing I saw was an article from Matt Walsh from The Daily Wire. He works with Ben Shapiro. Chick-fil-A just caved to the rage mob. They're about to learn the hard way that surrendering never pays off. So I saw that and gave it a quick glance over the article, and I was like, no, are you kidding me? Chick-fil-A? Obviously, God has blessed them. They are just one of the most well-run fast food restaurants on the planet. There's no question about that. Quality-wise, service-wise, cleanliness across the board. In 2001, Chick-fil-A barely crossed the $1 billion mark. Now they're over $10.5 billion. They're the third largest fast food chain on the planet. And of course, they've been closed on Sundays the whole time, which is awesome, giving up one-seventh of the revenue potential. But God has blessed that. And then 7 years ago, when Dan Cathy, actually, he was on my show here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the next day here in Raleigh, he spoke at a church, and the gay marriage thing came up. And that's the shot heard around the world when he said, well, we believe in the traditional definition of marriage. Kaboom! The atom bomb goes off. The left goes ballistic, particularly the LGBTQ community, and just start hammering Chick-fil-A. That's when all that really started. And then Mike Huckabee, in short turn, that's when he remember this? When he called for the hey, let's support Chick-fil-A Day. Remember, it was a Wednesday, and the Chick-fil-A lines were out the door and down the street. It was crazy. And so Chick-fil-A just stood its ground, because Chick-fil-A serves everybody and employs anybody that's qualified. They don't discriminate based on any of that stuff. And so they handled it, I thought, with grace and very well. But all the time, and then the boycotts, and we don't want you in this town, we don't want you in this airport, we definitely don't want you on this college campus. And that's been going on for years, hasn't it? So I saw that, and I was like, oh, no. Really? Another one? Another one bites the dust? And so here's what I sent up. This was 16 hours ago. And there's a bigger lesson here for all of us, which is we are now in a mob mentality culture. I'm born again. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the fruit of the Spirit, one aspect of which is self-control. But I get sucked up into this stuff dump sometimes, and I just react emotionally, and I respond. And so this is what I put. This is 16 hours ago. Okay, now I'm not completely reversing direction on this. I think there's some troubling things going on here. But we're going to dive into it, and I want to get your calls today as well, because I want to get your reaction to this whole Chick-fil-A thing. And have you been paying attention? Have you read some articles? Have you seen a little bit of a change here and there? How are you reacting to this Chick-fil-A kind of bomb that blew up last night? 866-348-7884. How are you taking this? What do you think? Is it? Are we going to boycott Chick-fil-A now? Are you done going to Chick-fil-A? Now you're Popeye's chicken, who likes to think they're better anyway, all that kind of stuff? Or are you, hey, hold on a second. Surely not Chick-fil-A. This has got to be just kind of fake news, or we're overreacting. Or are you kind of in a wait-and-see mode? Or do you just not care? Because tell me one place you're going to go buy any product where there aren't sinners there and sinful things happening within the organization. Well, you get that point, I'm sure. But how are you reacting to the Chick-fil-A thing? And I've got articles and stuff that's all over the map, because this is a good lesson for all of us, myself chiefly, to sit there and go, okay, hold on a second. Let's ask questions first, and then, if necessary, quote unquote, shoot. But now we shoot first and ask questions second. So here's what I put up 16 hours ago. Really disappointing. All caps, right? This is on Facebook. Quote, this is from Matt Walsh's article. This is what Chick-fil-A will now learn the hard way, as have so many before them. You cannot appease the mob. It doesn't matter if you give them what they want. This is an age of scalp claiming, not mercy. Now they will happily take yours, celebrate the victory, and move on to the next target. You aren't their friend now or their ally. You're just a trophy on their shelf. Congratulations, Chick-fil-A. So that was Matt Walsh, and I shared that last night. Then I saw another article, and this was 9 hours ago, so this morning when I got up. And I said, oh, okay, hold on a second. And this was an article by kind of a southern website called The Hayride. Sorry, lefties, Chick-fil-A not waffling on new charitable policy. And they were kind of talking about these groups at Chick-fil-A. And I'm going to unpack all this stuff for you, okay? So if you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about, Steve, you will soon enough. I'll walk you through all this. So then I said, oh, here's another perspective. I posted this 9 hours ago. I hope CFA, Chick-fil-A, will clarify its move versus the efforts of the LGBTQ mob. In context, it's easy to assume that their pressure has had some impact on a company we all love and appreciate. I wish they had managed the optics better. Sadly, we are in a shoot-first, ask-questions-later environment on social media, a trap I fall into far too often myself. Ugh! And then there's the original article that kind of started all this, which didn't get traction at first, but did now. It's in biznow.com, which, interestingly enough, I think is a commercial real estate website. So that's the original article. So that's where I'm going to start, and I'm going to walk you through this. We're going to go through this. And then, like, Ben Shapiro, who's one of the biggest, most influential voices out there in conservative media, he tweeted this. Chick-fil-A has survived and thrived because they served everyone and refused to cater to the cancel culture. Now they've caved at the behest of the censorious left, meaning the left that wants to censor. This is a terrible move and just the latest indicator that the center cannot hold. So that was Ben Shapiro, okay? So here's these articles. Now you look how the mainstream media spun it, okay? This is CNN. Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. Well, that doesn't sound very good. CBS News. Chick-fil-A to stop donations to some charities after LGBT protests. So how do you read that? The protests work. That's how you read that. In Reuters, fast food chain Chick-fil-A changes donations after facing LGBT plus protests. Once again, implying that the protests worked. The Wall Street Journal, Chick-fil-A revises giving policy after anti-gay outcry. Chicken fast food chain faced criticism for donations and executives past comments opposing same-sex marriage, which obviously you can't do that. And so that's what's out there in the mainstream media. But this is the article that started it all. And I'm going to walk us all through this step by step as I've taken the time. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 articles here that I've read. And they're all over the place. So this first one is what started it. And this is what Matt Walsh reacted to and a bunch of other people, because this is the first time the article was written. And then I've got the actual. Now this is a novel idea. What did Chick-fil-A actually say? As a matter of fact, let's do something really crazy when we come back. We're going to go out on a limb here. We're gonna take a broadcasting risk in 2019. And I'm going to start with what Chick-fil-A actually said. So this will be their official statement dated November 18th. Chick-fil-A Foundation announces 2020 priorities to address education, homelessness, hunger. This is the Chick-fil-A Foundation. We'll actually start there when we come back right after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Warning, Will Robinson. Did Chick-fil-A just leave the house? Are they outside the circle of blessings now as this whole thing continues to blow up from last night? The assertion being Chick-fil-A just changed all of its how it's going to handle its donation giving out of the Chick-fil-A Foundation. And the charge is because they dropped FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they dropped the Salvation Army. And the FCA and Salvation Army, Chick-fil-A's come under attack from the LGBTQ community because both of those organizations hold to a biblical definition of sexual ethics. And, of course, to the LGBT community, much of it, not all of it. That's highly offensive. And so if you do that, you're a hater, right? You might as well be the Ku Klux Klan. Same thing. So when they all of a sudden change and they're going to be dropping, they're dropping Fellowship of Christian Athletes and they're dropping the Salvation Army. And with all the heat that they've gotten since in the last 7 years from the LGBTQ community and the left in general, then it kind of looks shady, doesn't it? So here's what it starts with. So the first thing to come out is the Chick-fil-A Foundation actual statement, okay, which is dated November 18th, just yesterday. This stuff's happening fast, which is why I have to. And then the first article that came out after that was done by biznow.com, and their title is Chick-fil-A to Stop Donations to Charities with Anti-LGBT Views. And they actually interviewed Chick-fil-A President and Chief Operating Officer Tim Tasopoulos, whatever, however you say that. And they interviewed him for this, based on what the Chick-fil-A Foundation. So here's what they said. Let's actually go to the source. Let's be kind of crazy here. Starting in 2020, the Chick-fil-A Foundation, this is from Chick-fil-A, is introducing a more focused giving approach to provide additional clarity and impact with the causes it supports. Now, That's an interesting statement. Do you read into that? Additional clarity? Staying true to its mission of nourishing the potential in every child, the Chick-fil-A Foundation will deepen its giving to a smaller number of organizations working exclusively in the areas of education, homelessness, and hunger. Today, we are excited to announce the foundation has committed $9 million to the following initiatives for 2020. Education, Junior Achievement, JA. Okay, so they're doing that. Homelessness, to address youth homelessness, we are expanding our partnership with Covenant House International. For more than four decades, Covenant House has helped transform and save the lives of more than a million homeless, runaway and trafficked young people, reaching 70,000 youth per year. And then on the hunger, they said to fight hunger, we will support more than 120 communities by dedicating $25,000 to a local food bank at each new Chick-fil-A opening. Quote, we are incredibly excited to be the Chick-fil-A Foundation's education partner and to make the positive difference, said the guy at JA, of course. And then the guy at Covenant House, CEO of Covenant House, they're thrilled, of course. And then the folks at the Atlanta Community Food Bank was thrilled because they're going to be helping food banks wherever they open new stores. Okay, that's all awesome. From the people receiving the money. Since the beginning, back to the statement, of the Chick-fil-A Foundation, more than $52 million has been donated to support education, entrepreneurship, and leadership development. The foundation has made these changes to create more clarity and to better address three critical needs facing children across the communities we serve. Now, when I read that, I go, well, isn't that what the Salvation Army did? They're kind of dealing with that stuff, too. Additionally, the statement says, the foundation will no longer make multi-year commitments and will reassess its philanthropic partnerships annually to allow maximum impact. These partners could include faith-based and non-faith-based charities. Going forward, Chick-fil-A will continue to fund scholarships to team members, blah, 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 blah. For more information about the previous partnerships, blah, 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 blah. This giving strategy further honors principles set by our founder, Trua Cathy, who believed that all people are worthy of care. I agree. In 1946, he turned that belief into a company. Visit ChickfilAFoundation.org to learn more. Okay, so that was their official statement. Now remember, what's the Chick-fil-A vision statement is to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us, to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A, which they definitely do. Very, very well run, right? So that's the first thing. Then biznow.com gets an interview. And then there's their title, Chick-fil-A to stop donations to charities with anti-LGBT views. As Chick-fil-A expands globally and into more liberal parts of the U.S., watch the language here. The chicken chain plans to change which charities it donates to after years of bad press and protests from the LGBT community. Okay, so there's correlation, but is there causation? These things are happening at the same time, but did one cause the other? That's the question. Beginning next year, Chick-fil-A will move away from its current philanthropic structure, BizNow has learned. After donating to more than 300 charitable organizations this year, the Atlanta-based fast food chain will instead focus on three initiatives, with one accompanying charity each, education, homelessness, and hunger. There's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. Now, in the context of our environment, and especially how much heat they've taken for 7 years, that's a little bit of a troubling, ambiguous statement. So that was Chick-fil-A President and Chief Operating Officer Tim Tsipulis in an interview with Biz Now. Quote, there are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message. Now, that sounds like it's a reaction to media. And what is that media that they're reacting to? I think it could only be all the anti-Chick-fil-A stuff from the LGBTQ community, but it doesn't say that expressly, okay? The new initiative will no longer include donating to organizations like Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home, Chick-fil-A says, all of which sparked criticism in the past from the LGBT community due to those organizations' stances on homosexuality, which means they hold to the biblical ethic, okay? The move comes after several U.S. airports rejected the company from concessions deals earlier this year. More recently, the landlord of the first Chick-fil-A in the UK announced 8 days into its lease the pop-up venue would not be welcome to extend, all because of the company's perceived anti-LGBT stance. The company is also months from opening its first location in Boston, where the late Mayor Thomas Menino pledged to ban the company from opening within city limits after Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy voiced his opposition to gay marriage in 2012. We don't forgive, we don't forget. Starting next year, the Chick-fil-A Foundation plans to give $9 million to organizations like JA, like I already told you. This provides more focus and more clarity, Tsipulis said. We think education, hunger, and hopelessness are critical, and homelessness are critical issues in communities where we do business in the U.S. Okay, I got it. The new giving stricture moves away from multi-year commitments Chick-fil-A had with the Salvation Army and the FCA and focuses on annual grants. Chick-fil-A surpassed $1 billion in sales in 2001 and eclipsed the $5 billion mark in 2013, then became the third largest U.S. fast food chain this year with $10.5 billion in sales. So, them being closed on Sundays and not capitulating to all this pressure and just running an awesome business has been blessed, obviously. But after years of quote-unquote taking it on the chin, as a Chick-fil-A executive told BizNow, the latest round of headlines was impossible to ignore. This time, it was impeding the company's growth. Okay, so that's troubling. Now, they don't say, now, this is kind of like dealing with Washington. They don't say who it was, but it was a Chick-fil-A executive told BizNow, the people that wrote this article, after years of quote-unquote taking it on the chin, the latest round of headlines was impossible to ignore. So now it sounds like, okay, we need to deal with the public perception here, especially from the left and the LGBTQ crowd, because that could help, that could hurt us where we're trying to grow. So maybe this unbelievable growth would slow if they didn't go down this road. The San Antonio City Council was voting on an airport concessions contract in March when Think Progress reported that Chick-fil-A was still donating to anti-LGBT groups. The Chick-fil-A Foundation had donated $1.8 million in 2017 to the Salvation Army, the FCA, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. A San Antonio City Councilor brought up the article at the council meeting, and councilors voted in favor of the concessions contract as long as a planned Chick-fil-A was dropped from the deal. So there's all this pressure, which could affect future growth. And yet, you had 100 LGBT and animal rights protesters showed up to opening day at a Chick-fil-A in Toronto. So you see what's going on out there. Is that what they're doing? Are they capitulating? Are they folding to the mob pressure? Some people say yes, some people no, some people say no. Are we jumping to conclusions? Do you want to chime in on the matter? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, just kind of walking through what started to blow up last night with respect to Chick-fil-A, changing their the way they're giving out money, and they're dropping FCA, which had a multi-year deal, and then that was ending, so they're not renewing that. So the FCA, the Salvation Army, and then another, I can't remember the guy's name, Paul Anderson's homeless shelters. I can't remember what exactly it is, but these are, especially FCA and Salvation Army, hold to a biblical ethic when it comes to sexual things. So that makes them a target of the LGBTQ community, and the LGBTQ community has been hammering Chick-fil-A because they perceive them as being anti-LGBTQ. And you are. You're a hater. You're a terrible person. You're a Nazi. If you do not agree with the homosexual lifestyle, transgenderism, binary, queer, whatever. And so this looks like, based on some things that were said and some ambiguous statements, that perhaps they're capitulating to this pressure. And people are, you know, rightfully disappointed by that if that's exactly what's going on. And so do you care? Should you care? Are we jumping to conclusions? Should we give them the benefit of the doubt? How do you handle stuff like this? And I reacted quickly. I think too quickly. But because we shoot first and ask questions second, we react emotionally. We don't kind of, all right, I'm going to take a breather here. And I think most of us, certainly myself, can fall prey to this. And we have to be better than that as Christians. One of my friends on Facebook Live is like, I wait 48 to 72 hours. That's very wise. And for me, being in the media and having a little bit of a platform, you know, I feel like I can't wait. I got to say something. As if you're waiting to go to bed tonight until you hear something from me. That's ridiculous. So I think we have to pay attention to that and be careful. 866-348-7884 if you'd like to react to what you've heard or what you're hearing about Chick-fil-A. Should we be boycotting them? Should we cut them some slack? Are we overreacting? What do you think? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH today on the Steve Noble Show. Let's go to a lady who's calling in from Tobaccoville, North Carolina. You're on with Steve. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hey, so how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I thank God that Chick-fil-A has heard the voice of our Heavenly Father.
Now, why do you say that?
Because the LGBTQ community has chosen to be that way. So, therefore, if they chose to be that way, Chick-fil-A should choose not to support them. That's a choice that they make. And look at some of the lives that they are destroying.
Yeah, because it seems like, I mean, this is the charge that some people are making, that Chick-fil-A is now kind of bowing down to them, to all that pressure, and saying, okay, we won't give our money to organizations, Christian organizations, that have a problem with the homosexual lifestyle. So would you say shame on Chick-fil-A if that's in fact what they're doing?
No, Chick-fil-A should not give their money to that community.
No, so what I'm saying is, they're being yelled at because they give their money to Christian organizations that don't agree with homosexuality. So,
exactly.
So are you saying it's good that Chick-fil-A agrees with the homosexual agenda, or it's bad?
No, it's bad. It's horrible.
Right. Okay.
I was just misunderstanding. Chick-fil-A should not agree with that.
Right. They should stand their ground and not change who they give to based on whatever the LGBT community says.
Exactly.
Got
and
it.
Just like the families of the LGBT community, they'll go along with that because that's my son. Uh-uh. They're just as wrong as their sons are.
Yeah, got it. Lady, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you sharing your opinion today. Actually, I'm not calling her lady because I don't know her name. That's the name she gave us. So before you jump into any conclusions about me, chill out. Don't shoot first and ask questions later. 866-348-7884 if you want to chime in on the Chick-fil-A thing that's just kind of been blowing up since last night. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I appreciate you calling in. And so this is where it went. So Matt Walsh came out last night just hammering away, okay? Chick-fil-A just caved to the rage mob, he wrote last night. As the Daily Wire reports today, Chick-fil-A, one of the last remaining large companies to stand in defiance of the PC police and the LGBTQ rage mob, has suddenly and inexplicably caved. Chick-fil-A President and Chief Operating Officer Tim Tsoupalos announced in an interview that the company will no longer donate to certain Christian charities that the aforementioned rage mob has deemed anti-LGBT. He didn't exactly say that. Okay? I agree with Matt Walsh a lot, but he did not say that specifically. You're implying that. You have to be careful here. Okay? Everybody's being played all the time. We're all being sold all over the place. Okay? So Matt Walsh makes a decision, and that's the way he writes this article. But the guy actually didn't say that's why they're doing it. Okay? Tsoupalos said that as the company goes into quote-unquote new markets, he wants to quote-unquote to be clear about who we are. And quote-unquote, who they are appears to confirm the old maxim about being what you eat, or in this case, what you serve. And which charities will lose out now that Chick-fil-A has shifted focus to education, homelessness, and hunger? The company confirms that it will be breaking ties with Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. In other words, it will stop donating to charities that help with education, homelessness, and hunger in order to focus more on education, homelessness, and hunger. You see his point. Of course, the real sin of these unfortunate organizations is not that they fail to help exactly the people Chick-fil-A says it wants to help, but that they are all Christian. And as LGBT protesters have been screaming ever since Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy defended biblical marriage in an interview 7 years ago, the fact that they are Christian automatically makes them anti-LGBT. The change of heart is somewhat confusing, Matt Walsh writes. Yes, they've been boycotted on and off for the past 7 years. Yes, LGBT activists were prone to lashing out at the restaurant's hate chicken, but none of this appeared to be negatively affecting the company's bottom line. Indeed, the opposite was the case, which is certainly true. This capitulation will not stop the bleeding because there was no bleeding. Now that might change. This move is much more likely to alienate Chick-fil-A supporters than to appease its critics. Oh, well, Popeyes is better anyway, Matt Walsh writes. Okay? So he's putting some words in the mouth there because the president, the Tim Tsoupalos guy, didn't say we're changing our things because we have a problem with Christian organizations that are anti-LGBTQ. He has not said that. Okay? He implied it. Matt implied it. So we got to be careful here. And I agree with Matt Walsh most of the time. But again, like I say all the time, and we need to hold this standard to each other, our job as Christians is to call balls and strikes based on the word of God, the truth, and it does not matter. It should not matter who's at the plate. So whether I'm criticizing some far left person or taking issue with the way Matt Walsh writes something, our allegiance should be to the truth, okay? It doesn't matter who's writing the article or who's in the presidential office. All right, why Chick-fil-A surrender matters. Rod Dreher went off like crazy. This is at the American Conservative. I can well imagine that its corporate leadership just wanted to be done with all the hassle and stick with selling grub like all the other fast food chains, but who can blame them? Chick-fil-A didn't invite these years of disgusting lying smears, but it handled them with grace and kept on standing by its principles. People who patronized Chick-fil-A knew that the allegations were baseless and that hating Chick-fil-A was a left-wing cult thing to do. Chick-fil-A showed that you could be faithful to traditional Christian values, and despite the scorn of the hateful left, still succeed economically. The kind of people who write for the New Yorker might despise you, but the marketplace rewarded you for the good chicken and waffle fries you provided and didn't buy the smear that you're a hateful company. For a lot of us, Chick-fil-A's quiet, cheerful resistance was a model of how to hold on to your Christian values in spite of progressive spite and still succeed. Amen. I agree with that. Quality work and a good product will always win out, even over left-wing prejudice. It was possible to look at Chick-fil-A and draw that conclusion until today. And then he goes on to say, only the company's top decision makers know why they did what they did, but I would bet that money was this, that this was not about markets, but about its executive leadership class getting tired of them and their spouses being stink-eyed by fellow rich and upper-class peers at social gatherings. That's as much conjecture as we see going on in the Trump hearings right now. He doesn't know that. How could he know that? He doesn't. He's just saying, I would think that. You can't do that. That's bad scholastic. It's not journalism. All of us want to be liked and admired by our peers. It's only human. Never, even ever, underestimate how much it matters to elites to be thought well of by their social class. So the leaders of Chick-fil-A are elites in this way of writing. Their social class now reveres LGBTs. This requires it to despise Christians and others whose beliefs, for whatever reason, fail the progressive purity test. So he's making all kinds of assumptions here. And that's bad. No, you can't do that. Yuck. So we got to read these things and go, hold on a second. Let's go to Gail, who's calling in from North Carolina. Gail, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Steve. I am so glad that you made those comments. I definitely agree with Chick-fil-A. I think it's time for believers to stand up for the word and not going by feelings and emotions. And we have to also know the schemes that the enemy always used against us. Sometimes I suggest to people to read C.S. Lewis, the Screwtape Letters.
Oh, yeah.
And when you know, yeah. So when you know the schemes of the enemy, you have to stand on the word. Even though it may seem harsh to people, but some of the things that happened from the Bible, we did not understand them. And really, it really seems very harsh. But God is in control. He's sovereign. And I really thank Chick-fil-A for standing their ground. But the ground is based on the word of God.
Right. Well, there's something I want to say about that. I'm up against.
And we still love them. We really love them.
I hear you. I'm going to clarify something, Gail, when I come back, because I think you might misunderstand what's going on here. But I'll clarify that when we come back after the break. Thanks for calling in. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. Because you are more than I could ever dream. This world could ever see. Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, thestevenobleshow.com. By the way, if you missed the show, if you're new to the show and you're like, hey, I kind of like this, do you guys have a podcast? Yes, we've been podcasting the show for years. You can go to any of the major podcast platforms. Just put in the Steve Noble Show and you're going to find it. Download this one yesterday, 3 weeks ago, 2 years ago, whatever. There's tons of it out there. So today, doing something that's, you know, a little old-fashioned. You know, we're Christians. We're kind of old-fashioned like that. And this is kind of like investigative journalism. Let's see what's out there. Let's do a little investigation. Let's read different perspectives and points of view. Let's actually try to get to the bottom of this. It's Chick-fil-A selling its soul to the LGBTQ rainbow devil and succumbing to all that pressure for the last 7 years. And now they're dropping their financial support of organizations that like FCA, which isn't out there advocating anti-LGBT stuff. FCA is just going to, if you were trying to be a leader at FCA, you're going to have to agree with their statement of faith and their allegiance to the biblical ethic, including sexual ethics. So if you're living a homosexual lifestyle and you want to go lead an FCA huddle group, they're not going to let you, nor should they. Any kind of major sin issue you have in your life that you're like, yeah, I don't care what the Bible says. I don't agree with that. No, we're not going to put you in leadership, FCA, a church, Christian college, whatever, if they're worth their salt in pursuing the Lord. But FCA is not some big anti-LGBTQ group out there fighting agendas and fighting laws and all that stuff. They aren't. Neither is the Salvation Army. But speaking of the Salvation Army, let's actually see what people say. Shall we? I know it's a shocking thought. Here's the Salvation Army official statement about the Chick-fil-A change where they're no longer going to be supporting the Salvation Army. Quote, We're saddened to learn that a corporate partner has felt it necessary to divert funding to other hunger, education, and homelessness organizations, areas in which the Salvation Army, as the largest social services provider in the world, is already fully committed, the Salvation Army said in a statement. Quote, we serve more than 23 million individuals a year, including those in the LGBTQ community. In fact, we believe we're the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ population. When misinformation is perpetuated without fact, our ability to serve those in need, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, or any other factor, is at risk. The Salvation Army continued, saying, we urge the public to seek the truth before rushing to ill-informed judgment and greatly appreciate those partners and donors who ensure that anyone who needs our help feels safe and comfortable to come through our doors. Now, where the Salvation Army got radical is if you're a trans male, a woman that thinks you're a man, or a trans woman, a man that likes to think you're a woman, and you want to go into the Women's Salvation Army shelter, they're not going to let you in. Why? Because you're still a man. You have an outie. Everybody inside the building has an innie. So we're not mixing them. If we have an all-male group, then we have an all-female group, and you will go in based on truth, reality. Okay? So that's what makes Salvation Army a hate group to the LGBTQ community. And they do the things that Chick-fil-A has said. We want to focus on homelessness and education and hunger, which is exactly what the Salvation Army does, and they're bigger than everybody else. Instead, they've moved over to a group called the Covenant House. Now, this is where they open themselves up for some problems. So Chick-fil-A goes pro-gay all the way. Okay, pretty salacious title from ReformationCharlotte.org. So they ask the question, who is this? Who is this group? Who are these people? This particular organization. So they're switching to this organization called Covenant House. So Covenant House comes out, and they recently went through something called an assessment. Nearly 40% of the homeless populations in the U.S. are under the age of 18, and often these young people are not on the streets due to their own actions. Living on the streets, these youth face many dangers like hunger, drugs, human trafficking, and violence. The Chick-fil-A Foundation is proud to award Covenant House International grant through the True Inspiration Network. So that's their statement, all right? But what they don't tell you is that Covenant House is totally gay. I know that's salacious, okay? Pro-gay affirming. In fact, Covenant House's website says, it's critical then that Covenant House, the largest provider of services to youth facing homelessness in the Americas, ensure that our houses are welcoming, affirming, and safe for LGBTQ youth and all youth experiencing homelessness. You can see where the problem is in that statement. It's the affirming part. Covenant House is so neck deep. Now, this is salacious language. I'm not agreeing with the way they wrote this article, okay? They're pushing their narrative into homosexual activism that has partnered with an organization called True Colors to plan, organize, evaluate, and affect LGBTQ activism into its ministry. True Colors, according to their website partnership announcement, implements innovative solutions to youth homelessness that focus on the unique experiences of LGBTQ young people. So, True Colors, who is that? So we're just doing some investigative journaling. I'm just bringing you along, okay? Journalism. About us. So this group, True Colors United, was started by Cindy Lauper, very pro-LGBTQ performer, right? Big in the 80s. And they work on homelessness amongst LGBTQ youth because there's a lot of them that are homeless because of issues with home, for obvious reasons, I would think. But here's what they said about themselves. We believe in a world where every LGBTQ young person, wherever they live, is celebrated for being their authentic selves. Is celebrated for being their authentic selves. So, if you're going to hold to a Christian ethic and say that you want to glorify God in all that you do, should you be giving money to a company, a group for homelessness that went through this whole LGBTQ evaluation training program with this group, True Colors United, who says it's all about celebrating gay youth for being their authentic selves? That seems troubling to me. Seems troubling. And I'm sure they do some great work in helping homeless people, but True Colors is obviously pushing that acceptance and celebration. Covenant House is down for it, and now Chick-fil-A is giving Covenant House a bunch of money. And they called that, on Covenant House's website, LGBTQ inclusion assessment completed in every U.S. Covenant House location. So that's, you're like, okay, that's a little fishy, right? So this does not look great when you start digging. Let's go to Peyton, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Peyton, great to hear from you, buddy. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Okay, Steve, yeah, I think Chick-fil-A has gone off track. They lost their way. they should come out with a statement where they leave no doubt that they're still going to, you know, support traditional Christian values and not cave into the LGBTQ lobby.
So based on what you've heard, Peyton,
right.
Yeah, so based on what you've heard, you think that's kind of what's driving this?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think they are. And I think I've done some stuff with Chick-fil-A in the past. I did a whole radio show with Dan Cathy actually the day before he made his statement 7 years ago here in Raleigh, North Carolina, as a matter of fact, where they support the traditional biblical definition of marriage, and that's when the LGBTQ community went all anti-Chick-fil-A. And so I've appreciated the way they've handled it, but it sure looks, and he's not the president and CEO anymore. He's probably the chairman of the board, but it sure looks like, because of the way they're handling this, that part of this change is them kowtowing to the pressure as they grow internationally, and they know, you think it's bad here, holding to a biblical ethic. Try it in Europe. It's way worse there.
Right, but they should not give in. I mean, the thing is, you know, you be true to God no matter what, I say.
Yeah. Because clearly, it sure seems like, Peyton, that he's blessed them over the years, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and so I think,
but,
I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, but you asked, should we boycott Chick-fil-A? I still don't think we should boycott them, but I think we should encourage them to go back to their roots and, you know, their original statements.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think we go to that whole boycott thing too fast. I don't think that helps our public witness for Christ. And I think we have the conversation. We try to get some answers. We pray for them. But, if we're going to hold that standard to every company, we'll never buy anything from anybody, because there's always going to be sin in every house that you buy. Every company you go to, it's got sinners. So we have to be careful with that. Those are great comments. I appreciate you calling. It's always great to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thank you. All right, bye.
All right, you're welcome. We'll talk to you later. And so you got this, you know, GLAAD was really happy about it, but they weren't satisfied. If Chick-fil-A is serious about their pledge to stop holding hands with divisive anti-LGBTQ activists, then further transparency is needed regarding their deep ties to organizations like Focus on the Family, which exists purely to harm LGBTQ people and families. That's a statement from GLAAD, the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. You can never please this particular group. You just can't. And so Chick-fil-A has yet to come out and really deal with this well. And I think they need to. I think it's just PR. When a large part of their success is the faith-driven community going, because they handled it well, but they didn't capitulate. They just kept doing it. Did an awesome business. They served everybody. They loved everybody well. It's a great Christian witness. But this is at least kind of troubling. So, again, I think my mistake last night is I shot first and asked questions second. And freely acknowledging that. I do that too often. I'm probably not the only one in this conversation right now that's guilty of that. And I think I really have to be careful with that. And it's unfortunate that I jumped so fast. I'm still concerned. And I definitely don't think they've handled this rollout well. And they're getting spanked for it, because you just can't get away with much of anything. The bigger the fish, the more you're going to be thrown under the spotlight from both sides. But listen, this is an organization that's tried to honor God since its founding. Most of us love Chick-fil-A. We appreciate their level of service and excellence. My son worked there. He loved working for Chick-fil-A, had a good experience. He was even the cow, for goodness sakes. Great quality organization. And like I said, I had Dan Cathy on the show. They were incredibly nice to myself and my family. He was awesome. He loves the Lord. The whole truth, Cathy and his sons, you know, and their sister, just a great family. Love the Lord. So I'm not going to like cast them out of the kingdom all of a sudden. But I am concerned, and hopefully they will clarify what's going on here. And if they are capitulating in order to grow more internationally, well, you can't serve both God and money, can you? So we'll see. But again, let's be willing. I need to be willing to hit the pause button a little. Let's do a little digging. Let's see what people are actually saying. And instead of shooting first and asking questions second, let's ask questions first. Especially when it involves in a group that is largely driven by our fellow believers in Jesus Christ. This is Steve Noble. It's the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always said, no matter what's going on, he always used to say, ever forward. Pretty good advice. God willing, I'll talk to you again soon.